The Hammer of God, Disc 2.
When Robert Singh recovered consciousness, he was lying inside the ambulance, aching all over but with no pain at all. "You're not going to do much walking for a while," he heard a voice say, light years distant. "Worst case of frostbite I ever saw, but I've given you a local anesthetic, and you won't have to buy a new set of feet." That was some consolation, but it hardly compensated for the bitterness of knowing that he had failed, despite all his efforts, when victory seemed so close at hand. Who was it had said, "Winning isn't the most important thing, it's the only thing"? He wondered if he would even bother to collect his silver medal. "Your pulse is back to normal. How do you feel?" "Terrible." "Then this may cheer you up. Are you ready for a shock, a pleasant one?"
"Try me."
"You're the winner." "No, don't try to get up."
"How? What?"
"The IOC is furious, but MIT is laughing its head off. As soon as the race was over, they confessed that their Robert was really Robot, General Purpose Homeform Mark 9. No wonder it came in first. So your performance was all the more impressive. The congratulations are pouring in. You're famous, whether you like it or not." Though the fame did not last, the gold medal was one of Robert Singh's most valued possessions for the rest of his life. Yet he didn't realize what he had started until the third Lunar Olympics 8 years later. By then, the space medics had borrowed the deep-sea diver's technique of liquid breathing, flooding the lungs with oxygen-saturated fluid. And so the winner of the first moon marathon, together with most of the scattered human species, watched in awed admiration as the vacuum-proofed Carl Gregorius made his record 2-minute, 1-kilometer dash across the Bay of Rainbows, as naked as his Greek ancestors in the very first Olympics 3,000 years earlier.